When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And after 4 o'clock, you can hear the show all over again. John Cobell show on demand on the iHeart app. It goes faster. Same show. So anything you missed, you can pick up. Thank you, Eric. Eric Sklar is here and Deborah's here. And the rain has let up. So there'll be minimal rain discussion today.
Has your house survived, or did that tree fall on it?
I tell you, all those sandbags that I lifted up.
The 40 that you filled
the
up?
The 40 that I filled up and carried and put them at all strategic points on the property. Mm-hmm. Worked perfectly.
Oh, good.
I saved my own house. And what was your...
Well, remember, you guys have been really worried about a neighbor's tree. And there was a tree that fell in Brentwood. I thought maybe it was...
Yes, that's about... House, no, it was probably a half mile from my house. Okay. It's not that far away. I know that corner. And it was a big tree that fell over.
Well, I thought about you.
Well, we got alerted because there was a helicopter hovering overhead for quite a while. And, and it turns out it was, I don't know if it was a news helicopter or police or whatever. But, yeah, the tree completely blocked a road in Brentwood.
Isn't it amazing how some trees, they go down during storms like this? And then you've had that tree that you've been worried about, right? When we had the storms last year, you were worried, and it's still surviving.
Yeah, and the three brother trees, they were all part of the same stand, and it's behind our property, so we have no control over it. And the first three went down last year, and then this one has stayed standing. But we put some pressure on the homeowner. We don't know the guy. He's behind our house diagonally. But we called the city up, and the guy actually is a listener on the show, and he doesn't have any jurisdiction, but he did go over there to gently suggest that they, cut the tree down, at least trim it at the top, because there's two things that can make a tree fall down. If it's top heavy, right, or if the root system is weak, and eucalyptus trees are not meant to be growing in Southern California. There are so many eucalyptus trees that fall, especially on my side of town. They put them up all over the place, the developers, back in the 1940s. And so if you have weak roots and a too heavy top, it's going to go down. And this one, my wife wouldn't sleep upstairs in our bedroom for the last few days.
I know.
So, but I am willing and brave enough
You're
to take
champ.
On the tree.
Yep.
I always pay attention. If the winds are blowing from the northeast, then we could be in trouble. If these winds were blowing from the southeast, so I was rooting for it. I'm rooting it for it to hit the guy's house.
Just not yours.
Not mine, but he's too stubborn to cut the thing. So I hope he gets it and not us. I'm a good neighbor.
Yeah, you are.
Very compassionate. I have a story here. This is a New York City story, but believe me, we are going to get this story. You know, I was thinking just a few minutes ago, it's like one day we'll get this same story and it'll be about the Los Angeles Housing Authority or some related nonprofits, whatever bureaucracy they have, right? They have all kinds of agencies. And I thought, well, wait a second. If this, I'm sure this has happened in LA. If it actually becomes public information and there's a criminal case, who's going to report on it? And I got stumped there for a minute. It's like, well, yeah, who, you know, if a huge bribery and extortion ring is found in LA City Housing Authority circles, what news media is going to discover it? It would have to be us. It would probably be us getting a tip from somebody on the inside, and then we'd be able to publicize it. But you're not going to get the remnants of the El Segundo Times to report on it. No, because they don't report on things like that. But here's the New York story. And tell me if you don't think this will happen here really soon. Tuesday, 70 current and former New York City Housing Authority workers were busted. They took collectively $2 million in bribes and a corruption scheme. And you know what the bribes were about? They were handing out city contracts to these housing agencies, these nonprofit agencies. And in return, these employees wanted a 10 to 20% kickback. The kickbacks ran from $500 to $2,000, sometimes higher. And so the 70 workers received more than $2 million in total bribes, involving $13 million in contracts between 2013 and 2023. So, yeah, that's between 10 and 20% on the bribe. Can you imagine that? It's like dealing with the mob in New York City, New York City Housing Agency. And I'm sure all the directors would tell you how they work tirelessly all day to help the unhoused, the unsheltered, the people who are poor and downtrodden and victims of capitalism. Yeah, I wonder how many times they gave the victims of capitalism speech. Well, capitalism was thriving in the New York City Housing Authority. $2 million in bribes. Took 10 years to figure this out. And 66 of the 70 defendants were arrested Tuesday morning. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, North Carolina. Well, because this is over 10 years, so some had probably taken their winnings and moved somewhere better. The suspects were arrested and hauled off in cuffs. The Taft houses and King houses, both in Harlem, and other city housing complexes. So these are city-owned housing structures. And I guess they have offices in those housing structures in Harlem. And that's where many of the defendants were located. See, as long as city contracts are worth under $10,000, local development managers for the housing authority can award them without going through the usual public bidding process. It means that there's no bids. It's just quick. Here's the deal. You sign it. And you give me a 20% kickback, right? Because if the contract's $10,000 and the city worker's getting $2,000, so you have to pay $12,000. And all the housing agencies and nonprofits know this. You know who investigated this is the federal government. The U.S. Attorney Damian Williams said that New York City Housing Authority residents deserve better. Corruption has plagued the agency far too long, and the culture of corruption ends today. Well, we'll see about that. The subjects use their positions of public trust and responsibility to pocket bribes in exchange for doling out no-bid contracts. The extensive bribery and extortion alleged here calls for significant reforms, blah, 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 blah. And this was the great quote here. The chief executive officer, Lisa Bova Hyatt, said New York City Housing Authority has zero tolerance for wrongful and illegal activity. What the hell are you talking about? This went on for 10 years and it was $2 billion. There was a lot of tolerance. You had 70 different employees taking bribes, demanding bribes, or the nonprofits would not get the contracts. We have zero tolerance. Get out of here. It's the largest public housing authority in the country and receives more than $1.5 billion in federal funding. That's why the federal investigators were involved. The housing authorities in these big cities and the homeless authorities in these big cities, it is a cesspool, a sewer, rat-infested pool of corruption. They're criminals. These agencies are criminal enterprises. And I don't know how many years it took for them, because they had to get evidence on 70 different employees. So you had to get, you know, at least 70 different cases and probably much more than that. And you had to get testimony from the people who ran all these agencies and nonprofits, right? You had to get them to cooperate. They had to be willing to admit that they were paying these bribes in order to get business. These are complex rackets. Here, it's the homeless industrial complex. High-speed rail is the same thing. That is another criminal racket that's been going on for 16 years now, right in front of our noses. It's billions and billions. This is why you work. You work and go look at the box on your paycheck. See how much money goes to the city and the county and the state government, the federal government, and it's going for this stuff. I mean, $2 billion is not nothing. When we come back, we're going to set up the case about Oakland. Because eventually what's going on in Oakland is going to come here to L.A. as well. A lot of it already is here. And there's a tremendous amount of crime. The city is run by these cop-hating lunatics. And now Newsom is so embarrassed about all the crime in Oakland that he's sending in 120 CHP officers to Oakland. We're going to talk to Assemblyman Bill Saley in about 20 minutes. But first, I'm going to explain in the next segment just how bad it is in Oakland. Why Newsom is sending in 120 CHP officers.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We are going to talk just after Deborah's 1:30 news with Bill Saley, who is one of the very few rational people in Sacramento government, in the legislature. He's an assemblyman in the 63rd district, which covers the parts of the cities of Riverside, Corona, and Norco, and Menifee, and Lake Elsinore, that whole area. So Bill Saley is going to come on over this Gavin Newsom plan to send 120 CHP officers into Oakland, because Oakland is such a murderous disaster area. So many bad things are happening in Oakland. By the way, the root of this is these stupid, failed progressive policies. Period. End of story. This is the worst, most destructive political movement that we have seen in modern times. Absolutely the worst, most destructive movement. Cities that were built and thrived for 100, 200 years are being destroyed in a matter of months by progressive politicians and district attorneys and police chiefs and all these people. It's like they're in it. It's like a suicide cult. It's a death cult. Remember, the old Oakland mayor was a crazy woman named Libby Schaff, and she hated the police. She was so anti-police, and she was leading the charge during the 2020 riots. And, you know, there was one time my wife and I had driven up to the Bay Area. One of our sons was going to school at the time, and it was the year. It was 2020. And we're on the side of the road on a ramp because we'd run out of gas. I'm not going to blame anybody, but I wasn't driving. We ran out of gas, and the police came to help us. And they stood guard to protect our car on the ramp. And I saw this with my own eyes. There were a couple of drivers who saw the police car, and they swerved really hard, pretending they were going to run over the cops and slam into the car. And I said, are they doing this on purpose? He goes, yeah. He goes, that's what we're dealing with these days. It was right at the height of the George Floyd nonsense. And so that's what they created in Oakland. because we weren't that far from Oakland. They created a situation where random drivers would threaten, would pretend that they were going to crash into cop cars and run over police officers. It was like a mania. This is such a poisonous, destructive political belief system. And it's got to be destroyed. One way or the other, this political belief system has to be destroyed. They have destroyed Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Oakland. They did a lot of damage here to Los Angeles. This is an awful, awful political ideology. Just the worst that I've ever seen in my life. So in Oakland, they have smash and grab robberies constantly. And violent crime is up 21% from the year before. Homicides over 100 in Oakland for the fourth straight year. Robberies up 38%. Burglaries up 23%. Motor vehicle theft surged 45%. In fact, you remember I told you that they were the rental car companies at the Oakland airport were telling people not to gas up on the main road. It's called Hegenberger Road leading to the airport because people were getting robbed while they were pumping their gas. Because the thieves knew that these people were going down the road to the airport, so they knew there was a lot of luggage in the trunk and in the back seat. And while you're pumping gas, they would run up to your car and steal all their stuff in front of you. Because what are you going to do? The number of vagrants increased by 1,000 in 3 years. It's now over 5,000 people that are sleeping in tents, cars, RVs, on the street, abandoned buildings. And this is all from the horrible mayor that they had, Libby Schaaf. The new mayor is just as big an idiot. In fact, she's being recalled. Her name's Sheng Thao. Sheng Thao. The also being recalled is the Alameda County District Attorney, Pamela Price. These are all, I tell you, these are district attorneys. We got Gascon here. Chesa Boudin got recalled in San Francisco. You got Pamela Price getting a possible recall in Oakland. This is all George Soros money. George Soros, this Hungarian billionaire who has blown many millions of dollars and created an extensive network of, I don't know what to do. They're political agencies that fund all these campaigns. And they figured out that nobody ever paid attention to district attorney races. And much of the advertising is now done online. And they have a way of targeting people who are open to the progressive reform messages, which is the way they bill these things. Everybody's into progress. Everyone's into reform. And actually, it's about the destruction of our way of life, destruction of civilization, capitalism, safety. And you see what it's done. I mean, In-N-Out has moved out and Denny's has moved out. I got a story about the San Francisco Giants. One of their players is giving the impression online that he wants to get out because of all the crime.
Former players. Jock signed with the
Diamondbacks. Jock Peterson signed with the Diamondbacks, right? Yeah. Yes. Well, and they think that the Giants never got a crack at Shohei Ohtani because Ohtani was looking around. It's like, oh, this doesn't look like Japan here.
He didn't want to leave the stadium for the meeting.
Yeah, because Japan, I went there once on a trip. It's squeaky clean there. Not a single homeless person in the street. There's no crime going on. There's no nothing. And I can't imagine what Japanese tourists think if they ever end up in Oakland or a bad part of San Francisco. Anyway, we're going to talk with Bill Assaley more about the Newsom stunt today, because that's what it is, 120 CHP officers. And so what if they end up making a lot of arrests? What happens after that? We'll talk with Bill.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt show on demand on the iHeart app as well. We are going to talk now with, let me tell you, I'm hoping this is all headed towards some kind of tipping point. Gavin Newsom, for the second time in the last year, has pulled this stunt of sending a California Highway Patrol officers into a bad section of a big city where progressive politics has destroyed neighborhoods. Did it in San Francisco to try to go after the drug trade. Sent CHP and also National Guard troops as well. We're going to talk about that. Now 120 CHP officers in Oakland because people are murdering each other at ever-increasing rates. Theft is completely out of control. Businesses are moving out. Kaiser just today told their employees, don't leave for lunch. Stay in the building. Don't go anywhere. You have rental car companies telling their customers, don't gas up on the road leading into the airport. You got In-N-Out, the only In-N-Out in Oakland going out of business. You got all their major league teams moving out. And Newsom is sending in 120 CHP officers. Well, let's talk to Republican Assemblyman Bill Saley from the Inland Empire, see what he thinks about all this. Bill, how are you?
Great, John. How are you?
I'm all right. 120 cops are going to do what?
Nothing. It is window dressing. I mean, they may go in there and make some arrests, but then what? The problem is this is a structural issue with the policies that this legislature has been pumping out for the last decade. Began with AB 109, Prop 47, and Prop 57. They've emptied the prisons. We have half as many people in prison as we did 10 years ago. We went from about 180,000 to now down to 90,000, and he's continuing to close prisons. It does not matter if you go in and arrest someone if they're not going to be held in prison. They're just going to get out and reoffend, and they know there's no consequences. So this is just a gimmick. They know public safety is top of mind right now on voters' minds, especially in these big cities, and people are demanding action. So what does he do? He sends 120 CHP officers there to make it look like he's tough on crime. Meanwhile, he won't actually do anything to reverse the policies that got us here.
Well, some of these guys are not even going to be held on bail.
No. Well, there's nowhere to hold them. So let's talk about theft for a second. They talk about car theft, retail theft, and they say, you know, The locals aren't arresting them. Well, I talked to my sheriff, Riverside County. We're very tough on crime. He tells me he's got 4,000 beds in the county jail. Because of AB 109, which shifted the prison population from the state to the counties, he says every single bed is filled with a person who's committed a crime against another person. He cannot hold people for property crimes. He does not have the bed space for any property crimes. So it doesn't matter if you arrest them or you convict them. There's no beds for them. And that's by design.
I'm just going to say, this was the plan. This was the plan. They wanted to empty and close the prisons, and that's what they're doing. They fill them up in the local jails, and then nobody can get arrested. And the local sheriff is saying, hey, there's no more room. What do you want me to do? And that has worked now for over 10 years and has completely screwed the cities.
It's totally screwed them, and it is shifted the blame to them. Because now what I see in Sacramento, these Democrats, they're changing their tune. They're saying it's the locals' fault. They're not doing their job. They're not arresting these guys. It's still illegal. Did you hear Newsom have this tirade at Target when
yes.
the cashier said, we just let them go because of the governor? I mean, he said, well, it's still a crime. You could still arrest them. This is by design. They want to make it look like it's the locals' fault, but it's the state's fault because they've abandoned the responsibility to house prisoners.
By the way,
totally given it up.
What's wrong with him? He's telling a young woman that she should go and stop the thief. He should stop the thief.
Go conduct a citizen arrest, Mr. Newsom, Governor. Where's your CHP detail that's surrounding you? Why don't you send your protective detail that's with you at Target? Because we know you're not shopping at Target on your own. It probably was some PR stunt. Go send them to go get the guy at the door. It doesn't make any sense.
And I can't believe he was bragging about that story on video.
He's so tone deaf. And the guy, the problem with Newsom is he just lies, but it sounds so believable and credible. He's got this gift of deception. I've never seen anything like it. He just lies and people accept it as truth. The reporters don't question it. Nobody questions it. The problem we're having now, John, is now they're pretending to talk about like they care about Prop 47. They're going to reform Prop 47. This is really important. The DAs of this state have gotten together. They have a ballot initiative coming. They have this website, casafecommunities.com. This will be actual reform to Prop 47. It will be able to send people back to prison on some of these serious offenses. The legislature now is tinkering. They want to put their own ballot initiative to deal with Prop 47 on the ballot. That will be watered down, won't actually do anything, but it's so they can vote on it and say, look, we've gotten tough on crime.
Yeah.
We have to be very careful about this. They're going to try to confuse the voters.
Yes. Well, they confuse the voters to get Prop 47 and 57 passed. Remember what Prop 47 was called? The Safe Neighborhood and Schools Act. That was the title that Kamala Harris wrote back when she was attorney general. Let me talk about a similar Newsom stunt, because he did this last spring. He sent the National Guard and the California Highway Patrol to San Francisco, claiming they were going to go after drug trafficking in the Tenderloin and the South of Market neighborhoods. Now, they're bragging about 460 arrests and confiscating 18,000 grams of fentanyl and 5,000 grams of meth. But the 460 arrests, they don't tell you how many of those people went to jail or to prison. It's just arrests.
Do you know that an arrest, if you cite them for a misdemeanor, they count that as an arrest?
And a misdemeanor, like in LA County, misdemeanor is no jail time.
There's no jail time, but they're not even really arresting them. Arrest is a term that's used when you cite someone. So if you cite and release them for a crime, they'll book that. They'll count that as a stat for an arrest. But it doesn't mean someone was actually handcuffed and taken to jail.
So if they just
play a lot of games.
Right. If they give you a slip of paper, you've been cited, that's an arrest.
Yes.
How long can this deceit go on? I mean, it's gone on a long time, which is why Oakland's collapsing completely. A good chunk of San Francisco's collapsed. L.A. is a mess. Is this just going to go on until everything is destroyed?
Well, I'm telling you, the Democrats are shifting their tone in Sacramento. They know this is a big deal this election year. So we have an opportunity here, and we can't squander it. We need to keep exposing that they're the ones who broke it. The Democrats are the ones that put us here. They're not going to fix it. they're not going to make it better. They have no credibility on this topic. We should not be taking any proposals or solutions from them. So when it comes to fixing Prop 47, I am behind this ballot initiative that is written by the men and women of law enforcement, by our DAs. You should have them on to talk about it. We need the voters and the people to get behind this ballot initiative this year and pass it.
Well, we're going to do some signature drives on the show within the next few weeks.
I'll be there. You tell me where. I'll come support it myself.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the other thing that I want to do is we need to start talking about AB 109. That is, to me, a bigger issue than Prop 47.
And again, that emptied the prisons and sent those prisoners into the local jails. And now the local jails are at full capacity.
Correct. And they cannot hold or punish misdemeanors because they're full.
Well, Bill, we got a lot of work to do. And I'll let you know when we're going to, because these are going to be live appearances, road shows, and we're going to have people drive up and sign these petitions to get this on the ballot and try to change things ourselves since they won't do it in Sacramento. Bill, thank you for coming on.
Anytime. Thank you, John.
All right. Bill Asaley, and he is a assemblyman from the Inland Empire Republican. And it's time to be really blunt about this. These progressive Democratic philosophies have had a good run now for the last 10 years, and it's nothing but destruction. Destruction and filth, crime, people dying in the streets. They had their experiment. They weren't trying to experiment. This movement is being funded by people who actually want to undermine our cities, our way of life, our civilization, really. They find America to be an illegitimate place, capitalism to be illegitimate, our society to be illegitimate. And they're trying to destroy the society from the inside out. And people, I got to take a break. We'll talk more when we come back.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up after 2 o'clock, Daniel Gus is an independent journalist here in Los Angeles. And last week he had a column on Karen Bass and the LA City Council. They are now displacing homeless people and from recreation centers. They're displacing civic groups that have meetings, groups like Narcotics Anonymous. They're displacing school children and turning these recreation centers in LA City parks over to illegal aliens. We have our own illegal alien surge. It's not just in New York and Chicago. It's here too, but here in LA, nobody covers it. There's some sort of weird news blackout in Los Angeles about a lot of things. And one of it is that the illegal aliens have arrived here. They're being shoved onto city property that's supposed to be used by the local citizens for their kids' preschool or for their Narcotics Anonymous meetings or for other homeless people who are Americans. We'll tell you what Daniel Gus has found out because he's in his second week of investigating this case. And I'll go through his column about that. By the way, just to follow up on the Oakland situation we mentioned, Kaiser, Clorox, and another company has all told their employees to Blue Shield. They've told their employees to be cautious when they come to the office because of the crime in the neighborhood. Now, these are huge employers in the Oakland area. And what's amazing is the lack of a coherent response from the politicians. You know, the NAACP in Oakland has publicly denounced all the progressive politics. They wrote a letter a few months ago, and it blasted, criticized, ridiculed failed progressive policies that allowed all this crime to flourish. And they were demanding the politicians get their act together. This is the NAACP says Oakland residents are sick and tired of our intolerable public safety crisis that overwhelmingly impacts minority communities. Yeah, Oakland has a huge minority population. They're the victims of all these crimes. They're not the victim of police. They're the victim of the criminals. And it's almost like, what are normal people going to have to riot in order to get things changed? Now, I have to blame a lot of these people who are complaining, these organizations who are complaining, because who do you think they vote for? They vote for Gavin Newsom. You know, they voted for Pamela Price, the district attorney up there. They voted for the Oakland mayor, Sheng Thao. We voted for Karen Bass. We voted for George Gascon. We voted for the L.A. City Council, which is 85% insane. I wouldn't call them Democrat. I wouldn't call them liberal. They're insane. They're all part of this destructive death cult called progressivism. So I don't know what it takes to get people to vote differently. This is a, because people are so used to looking at the world in a binary sense where you're either Republican or Democrat, conservative or liberal. This is off the chart. This is off the spectrum, these progressive policies. This is anarchy and destruction, and you know it is. Nobody can make the case that it's not anarchy. It is, and it's by design. This is exactly what Newsom wanted and Jerry Brown wanted and Kamala Harris wanted when she deceptively marketed Prop 47 10 years ago. This is what they were thinking. This is what they wanted to happen. You dump out half the prisoners in the state of California, and 10 years later, you're shocked that there's this massive crime surge? Really? Think what Bill Esaley said in the last segment. They dumped out half the population. A lot of them are in the local jails, but now all the new up-and-coming criminals, when they get arrested, there's nowhere to go. There's no room in the jails. When we come back, we're going to talk about Daniel Guss, who's got a new piece. He's got a column, Daniel Guss, at Substack.com. And it's about this persistent scam, really, that Karen Bass and the city council are pulling on the city. And it's going uncovered, unreported by the remnants of the El Segundo Times. But Daniel Guss is on top of it. And we'll talk about his latest column next. Deborah Mark is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.